Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shimon Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Tmura Daf Dalet Amud Bet at the very bottom of the Amud, about to begin our next investigation into the issues raised by the Isur and Malkot of Tmura. Amar Baye, Kol Milta Dam Rachman Lo Ta'avid, anything the Torah said you may not do, Im Avid Mahani, if you do it, it is an effective act. And it must be that the case, because otherwise how could you get makot for violating it if it weren't effective? Rava Amar, he takes the diametrically opposite position. Lo mahani midi. If the Torah says don't do it and you do it, it's absolutely ineffective. And the reason you get makot is because you rebelled against God's word. So Meitavei, and now we're going to have a whole series of challenges. We're going to do this over the course of two podcasts, which are going to go through a whole series of a bunch of cases in which one or the other position is substantiated. In each case, there will be a defense offered for the other position, and then that defense will become a challenge to the first position to explain why that extra phrase is in the Torah. We'll see. Meitavei, here's the first challenge. Onas Shigiresh. Somebody who rapes a Nara Shaina Murasa and is supposed to marry her and then divorces her. In Yisrael, we already said, if he's a Yisrael, then he takes her back, he doesn't get makot. Right? V'yamar kemadavar memer d'achman alaki, if you think, like Rava said, that you get makot simply because you violated God's word, hanami loki, the guy should get makot, tiyuf to the Rava. Amar lach, so Rava's answer would be, this is all conjecture, shani hatam damar kra, kol yamav, because the Torah says you cannot divorce her kol yamav, meaning, kol yamav b'amod vach zerkai. Your entire life, you are commanded to take her back. So that means that since the Torah said that your entire life you're commanded to take her back, you haven't really fully violated what God said. Well, Abaye's answer to that is, why do you need the phrase kol yamav? Ilav de marachmano kol yamav avmena isur hu da'avad lei, that you did an isur, ibay lei hadar, it might be you don't have to remarry her. Kamash balan, that you do have to remarry her. So kol yamav is not there to tell you that you haven't fully violated the law, but rather you still have the obligation to remarry her. Leish Nachrina, we have a different version of this, which is Meitavei, and now it's a challenge to Abaye. Ones Shigiresh im Yisrael hu machzir v'ne lokim koin hu lokhevin hu machzir. Now, Ktanim Yisrael hu machzir, you see that if he's a Yisrael, he has to take her back, which means his divorce wasn't really effective. Tiyuvta d'Abaye. Shaniyatam d'Rachman amar koyamav, koyamav v'olor machzir. So we use koyamav now to defend Abaye, saying that even though your divorce was effective, the Torah is still telling you to take her back. For Rav Amarlach, and Rav now would have to explain Koyamav. If the Torah didn't say Koyamav, I would think you get Makot, then you have to remarry her, and it's just a law. That's why it says Koyamav, the Shavi, the Onesh, the Onesh, the Lotasesh, the Taklase, and the Enlokin Alav. Alright, and that's how this other version ends up. It says, why did it say Koyamav? To make it Alav and Itaklase, so therefore you don't get Makot. Okay. Next, Varitoim in Ara Aleya 5. You take Trumot, and you use, poor produce as Trumot for good produce. You have to give the best chabo in geru in lo, and we're kind of assuming this is as a lav, that therefore the Torah does not want you to give poor stuff. But b'diavad it is valid truma. Alma mahani, so you see it works. Tiyuv to the Rava, that goes against Rava. Amar lach Rava, Rava would say shani hatam k'Rabbi Ila. Have the famous drush of Rabbi Ila. Dam Rabbi Ila minayin atorim alrari olayafash trumato truma. How do I know that if you take truma from the poor produce onto the good produce, it works? Shenemar v'lo tisur alav chet bar mechemet chabo mimenu. You will not bear a sin if you give the best. Imeno kodosh tisiyut chet lama. But if it's not sanctified, then why is it a chait? Meaning, a Rava is sort of taking a page from Abaye, saying it's clear that it's valid and that's why it's a problem. And that is that if the Torah says you will not sin if you give the best, implying that if you were to give less than the best, it would still be kadosh, but you would be of sinned. Good. Abaye says, so Abaye now has to defend that passage. If it didn't have that passage, I would think that this is what the Torah means. Avid mitzvah and amufchar, do the best. If you don't do it, you're not called a sinner. You just didn't do the best. Kamash malan, that you're a sinner. All right, next challenge. And this would be a challenge to Abaye. If you take grapes as maaser for olives, dam rachmana kol chelav yitzar and kol chelav tirosh v'dagan, and we saw that in Bechorot as identifying how each one has to be taken separately. If you take grapes as truma for olives, it doesn't work. I'm a loma hani tiyufta dabaye. Abaye's answer is Shani Hatam Damakrai Reshitam. Says Reshitam identifies each one as being separate. Reshit Lazer, Reshit Lazer. It's almost like Shinala Vakatuv La Kev. After you have Chelev, it says Reshit to say each one has its own Reshit, and therefore you really it's invalid even post facto. V'chein Rav Ila Reshitam. Well, the Rava, so Rava says, according to Rava, what do you need Reshitam? He loved them. Marachman Reshit, Avemena, Tirosh, Vyitzar, Dichtiv, Vuchelev, Chelev. So the Torah says, Kochelev, Yitzar, Vuchelev, Tirosh, Vadagan. So Yitzar and Tirosh are broken into two phrases, each headed by the word Chelev. And that's oil and wine. The enter in Mizal Zet. But Tirosh, Vadagan, Dagan, Dagan, Dachar, Chelev, Tivahu. But Tirosh, Vadagan, that are under one Chelev, Kitar, Mehaya, Hai, if you take, let's say, grape, for grain or different grains, wheat for barley, lo laki, maybe there's no makot. That's why you have reshitam. Then chelav lezev, chelav lezev, to make sure each one separate. Now, loshon acher, we have a different version of this. Hatirosh v'dagan d'chad chelav k'tiv bahu tari mehaya hai chana reshitam. All right, there's another version of the same thing. Next challenge, right? Charamim. When you're machrim something, you can't sell it, you can't redeem it. Once you're machrim it, then it can't be redeemed or taken out of that. You cannot redeem them. You give it to the coin. So that means if you try to sell it, it doesn't work. Abaye's answer would be, kodesh kodeshim hu. The cherem is kodesh kodeshim hu. It is. Means it stays the way it is. That's what the who, the drush on who is. And the idea is it can't be changed. Ularava, hi hu lim ute bechor. He says the who there is to exclude it from bechor from this rule, which is tanya bechor ne marlo tiftem. When it comes to a bechor, it says you can't redeem it. You can't take a bechor and say I'm redeeming it on something else and making it not a bechor. But nim karu, but a kohen who has a bechor balmum can sell it. When it comes to Maser Behemah, it says you can't even redeem it, not just Lo Tifteh, but Lo Yigael, and you can't sell it at all. Alright, so therefore, according to Rava, the who is there to say that Maser can't be redeemed, but Bechor can be redeemed and be sold once it's a Balmum. All right, Tmura. Now we get to Tmura. You're not allowed to do Tmura, but if you do, it's effective. So Al Mahani Tuv to the Rav. So Rav is challenged. The Torah went out of its way to say both of them are Kodesh. It does. It is effective. Well, Abaye loved the Rachman of Ayu Tmato. If the Torah had not said that, Abaye now has to defend this. Havyamena Tetzei Zu V'Tikane Zu. That the swap works, and the one that you swap for is now out. Kamash Malan, they're both in. Okay, Varei Bechor next. Amar Rachmana Lo Tifte. Torah says you can't redeem it. Nine Yesh Ten Pidyon and Tmura Ten Pidyon. Other Korbanot can be redeemed if they're Balmum, and their Tmur can be redeemed. Chus V'Am Bechor Ma'an Ma'aser. Bechor Ma'aser can't. Alma lo mahani to you to Abaye. So Amar Lach, Abaye's answer would be Shani Atam Domar Kra Haim, right? Kodesh Haim Bechor is. Baratan Yehoa, Bechor stays a Bechor and you can't redeem it. So therefore the Torah goes out of its way to say there's nothing you could do about it. So if you try, it doesn't work. Ulurava Hai Haim Lamale. So what's Lama Haim for? The answer is Hand Krivin Vein Tmaratan Krivin. That if you make a Tmura on a Bechor, you don't bring it as a Korban. Only the Bechor itself is. So now we're going to do what we haven't not yet done in the sugya, which is to bounce it one step further. According to Abaye, what's his source for the idea that you do not bring the tmura of a bechor? The answer is, imshor imsel adonai hu. A bechor, whether it's shor or seh, goes to Hashem. Hashem karivein tmurato kriva. Only the original one does, but not its tmura. For Rava, he says, enachinami the mukwa. You're right, that's where I get it from. Which means I'm stuck now again with Haim, having no application. Haim means that if a Bechor, or Ma'aser Behema, which is compared to Bechor, maintains its identity, it still is what it is, even if it gets mixed up with others. So if you have other animals that are there, and animal parts, you put them all in Mizbeach, and the Bechor Ma'aser don't lose their identity. So where does Abaye get that from? The answer is the Chachma Dama Parmi Dama Seyra. Now, Vorat Yom HaKippurim, after the 7+1 Hazaot of the Dama Par and the 7+1 Hazaot of the Dama Seyra on the Parochet in the Kodesh, you then mix the two together, according to some, and then the Torah says you take the Dama Par and Dama Seyra and put it on the inner Mizbeach. But notice, halo dama par mu b'me dama sa'ir, you have way more dama par dama sa'ir, and it's still called dama sa'ir, which proves that ein ha'olin uvat min zed zed, things that go on the mizbeach are not mitbatel just because they are mixed in with others. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course, ein dam vatel dam from here. Kamolin shem vat min zed zed. So that's a bias source. The tanya v'lakach dama par mu dama sa'ir, shumu avin de Rabbi Yeshia. So Rabbi Yeshia says you mix them. So the answer is that Rava says, you actually do not mix them. So he holds like Rabbi Yonatan, who dissents from Rabbi Yoshia, and says that you offer the Dama Par and Dama Seir separately on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, and therefore you would not have this as a source for Olin in Mevatlin Zeh etz. All right, very maaser. You can't redeem it. Which means, if you try to redeem maaser, it doesn't work. So Abaye is challenged. Abaye's answer would be, as we saw in the last parak of Masechet Bechorot, many of the laws of maaser behemah are similar to that of Bechor, which we get from v'ha'avarta from Bechor, and kol asher ya'avor tachad ha'shavet, and those that gzera shava connects them. Let's go back to something we saw in the previous podcast, which is if you take truma before bikurim, right, which means there is a lotase of taking trumatzrot out of order. Nonetheless, masha asasui, it is valid b'diavad. So you see that supports Abaye. Amar lach Rava. Rava's answer would be, Shani hatam damar kwa, mikol ma'asrotechem tarimu, you bring from all your ma'asrot. And that's what we saw earlier as the pickup from that lav. Ula Abaye, mibaye leichen amar papa Abaye. Now this, according to Abaye, it's actually something, a conversation he himself had with Rav Papa, in the context of a Mishnah which shows up in Brachot and in Eruvin and Psachim, about foods that are sort of borderline acceptable for Berchat HaMazon and for Eruv and for Matzah, which is Ma'aser Rishon Shenit LaTrumato. How do we explain that in the Gemara? So we're talking about when the Levi came out to the field and took his Ma'aser before you separated Truma Gdolah. So that's acceptable. But Abaye told Rav Papa that doesn't work if he came and took it in the Kri after they already matted down all of the produce. In that case, you would have to take the Truma Gedola from it. So Rav Papa challenged Abaye and said it should even work in the Kri. That you have to separate from all of your masrot. And then Rav Papa said, why do you say that if it's already at the Kri, then it is chayav, but in the shibolin out in the field, it is not chayav. The answer is, Marban Takri, sheishno bichlal digun. What's in the shibolin? Sheinan bichlal digun. Because in the Kri, the process of preparing it as grain, which you call digun, and therefore it's already further along in the process. Okay, that's why he needs mikol masrotechem. For almana la kohen gadol, if an almana and a kohen gadol get married, rachmana amar almana grusha lo yikach. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry her. The Mishnah in Kiddushin says, if Kiddushin are valid, but it's a wrong Kiddushin, which itself is already the proof against Rava, Havlad olech achar pagum, that the child follows the problem here, Shani hachad amar kwa lechalel zaro, because the Torah said that the Kohen Gadol should not degrade or defile his children, which means that the clearly Kiddushin is valid, and the only problem is Mechalel Zaro. According to Abaye, what do you need that for? Abaye, Nemakra lo yachel, my lo yachalel. Why did it say lo yachalel? Chadlo vechadlat, to say that not only is the child halal, but also the almana, or the gushar, whoever it is, who's the participant in these wrong bia, is also a chalala. And by the way, in the case of an almana, that means now she's a surah to a regular kohen as a chalala. Alright, if you take an animal that's a balmum and you're makdish it for the mizbeach, we're going to see more of this later on. And we have a Mishnah that says, if you're makdish palimumin, alfa pishahu belota, even though you're not allowed to, masha sasui, tiyuv to the rava, the hektish works. You can't, of course, bring the animal to the mizbeach, but you now have to redeem it and pay that value. The Torah said it will not accept it as a neder, meaning ritzu yehuda lo maratze. It's not accepted as a neder, hamikdash kadshi, but it is hektish. According to Abaye, what does it say lo neder lo yaratze? Either amar rachon lo neder yaratze, but may not over mitzvah the kosher. That Abaye would say, yeah, it's like you did the wrong thing, but it's kosher even the gavim mizbeach. Kamash malan that it can't be accepted in the mizbeach. Okay, we'll pause at this point midway through our analysis of the problem, the discussion between Abaye and Rava, and I'll pick it up and do the final piece of it in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.